This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, we're getting the financial results from some very big fossil fuel companies. Low oil and gas prices have made these companies miserable in recent years, but things are turning around for them. Exxon and Chevron report today. Yesterday, ConocoPhillips reported profits and revenue that beat estimates. Oil services firm Halliburton was happy about its results this week. Mitchell Hartman has more.
5 years ago, crude oil was sloshing above $100 a barrel, and the industry was minting money. Then Saudi Arabia opened its taps to undercut the U.S. oil boom, and Big Oil's profit party came to an end. Now crude's around $50 a barrel, and Barbara Shook at Energy Intelligence in Houston says,
"The big companies don't expect an increase in oil prices anytime soon, and that means cut costs, become more efficient."
Companies are backing away from expensive exploration in the deep sea, says CFRA analyst Stuart Glickman. Instead, they're pumping where they know there's lots of oil they can afford to get at.
West Texas and New Mexico, and there's an awful lot of onshore resources that folks are really interested in right now because they're much easier to access than, say, in 5,000 feet of water in the Gulf of Mexico.
After Hurricane Harvey hit the Gulf Coast last month, a lot of refineries shut down. Now most are back online again, and the spike in gas prices that the industry enjoyed is fading. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.